I'm Justin.
I'm Teresa.
And this is True Country.
With us on the show today, we have Justin Kemp. Justin was born and raised in Hobbs, New Mexico, on the Texas border. Growing up in a musical family, he was heavily influenced by some of the greats, including Merle Haggard, George Jones, and Keith Whitley. Once he picked up the guitar at age 11, there was no turning back. He began songwriting in high school and pursued music at South Plains College in Levelland, Texas. With the support of his father, David Kemp, who also plays bass with the band, the Justin Kemp Band was born. Justin and the band tour nationally, and he also performs as a trio with David and their fiddle player, Megan Poppy. They have opened for many major acts, including Joe Nichols, Travis Tritt, and Tanya Tucker, just to name a few. Justin's most recent single, Legends Never Die, was released in December of 2019, and we're happy to have him on our show today. Justin Kemp, welcome to True Country.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us, and we like to start this off with a random icebreaker question. So I just want to ask you, you got to open up for some pretty cool people. Who would you say was the, or what would you say is the best act you opened up for so far?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Welcome.
Oh, man. That's a tough one to answer because they were all pretty fun. I'd have to say when we did the Ruidoso All-American Country Music Festival, we got to open up for some pretty entertaining guys up there, like Joe Nichols and Chase Rice, Dylan Scott. I mean, that was a pretty big festival.
Awesome.
It was a pretty big show, so I'd have to go with that one.
Awesome.
And how many people go to that? We actually talked to Joe Nichols a little while back. How many people go to that festival?
Oh, I mean, anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000, you know, throughout the day.
Awesome.
And throughout the weekend, there's more. And it's a multi-day festival, so I mean, there's people in and out of there.
Yeah, awesome. Well, cool. Well, I read a little bit about this in your bio, but tell us how you got started, and then if you had a specific goal or intent when you got started in music.
Like you said in bio, I started as a, well, when I was a kid growing up, you know, dad was in bands and all that. And, I don't know if a lot of that's in the bio, but, watching him and, you know, of course that got me involved in music in school and then playing guitar at a young age and, just kind of, it was a hobby from there and, throughout high school and didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And then found South Plains College, went there and started a band and, of course, you know, the intent has always been, you know, being able to play good music for good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love what I do and, you know, I love being able to do what I do day in and day out, you know, whether it's playing for 50 people or 5,000 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always want to kind of be able to do what I love and, you know, and always feel like I'm loving what I'm doing.
Awesome. Very cool.
Now, as far as strategy, were you doing it obviously more for fun and you enjoyed what you're doing in the beginning, but as you got older, went to college, all that kind of stuff, did it change where you said, I'm going to do this kind of part-time on the side, or I'm going to do this as a full-time job? And if so, you know, what was your strategy to make it to whatever that goal was?
Yeah, I'd say, it, you know, the more I got into it, you know, when I first started out, it was more, you know, I mean, of course it's full-time. That's my dream, is to do this full-time. But you know, to me, if it's not fun, I don't need to be doing it. If I'm not enjoying what I'm doing, then there's no reason for me to be doing any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I don't love what I'm doing, then there's no reason. So there's always a little bit of that fun factor still in there. So
good.
But yeah, it's definitely, the goal is full time.
Okay.
Now you're in New Mexico. Are you playing mostly in New Mexico right now? Do y'all travel outside of the state? Did you go to Nashville? I'm assuming you probably went to Texas a few times.
Oh yeah. We play all over Texas and New Mexico. We've been to Nashville quite a few times, and we're starting to branch out to some other states within this year. So
fantastic!
It should be a fun year.
Awesome. And can you elaborate a little bit, kind of on the strategy? Are you looking for specific venues? Looking to open for people? What's kind of your goal, or what strategy are you following this year?
Kind of all of it. I mean, it's still trying to stay along the lines to where it doesn't feel like it's a job.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Of course the goal is for me to, you know, play bigger gigs, play more venues,
yeah.
play bigger venues with more people, but I still want to be enjoying what I'm doing. I don't want it to feel like it's a task
yeah.
trying to book all these gigs and, you know, and and try to sit there and haggle with people about it. And, mm-hmm. you know, but of course there are going to be days, you know, where it's like that, but right. you know, we try to keep it as friendly and as fun as we can, especially with, me, my father and Megan, mm-hmm. You know, primarily making up the band, you know, we're very, it's like a family to us. So,
yeah.
you know, we still try to keep it fun, you know, where everybody's not, you know, at each other's throats. And, but I'd say that, yeah, we're definitely trying to be more proactive as far as booking gigs and, getting a little farther out of the States to build a bigger following and,
nice.
Trying to push a little more online, social media, sure. that are where we can build that base, not only on the road, but on the web.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you booking most of your gigs yourself right now?
Yes, we are. We're doing everything independently.
Cool.
Awesome. Awesome.
Good deal. Well, we like to talk about high and low moments in your journey so far, and we know that you've got a long road ahead of you, hopefully. But what would you say to this point was one of the lowest points in your journey?
Honestly, I would say that, you know, there's never really like a low point for me. I mm-hmm. mean, there'll be times where I'm down or I'm tired or I'm exhausted, but I'd say that's as low as I get because good. I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I try to stay as positive as I can. I've never really had a low point in my career. I've only been doing this 4 or 5 years, going on 5 years now.
Okay.
There's never really been a overwhelming downside to, you know, yeah. what I've been doing. I'm doing what I love. I get to do that day in and day out. I get to wake up and live another day, and I'm, you know, I still get to breathe in fresh air. Sometimes it's fresh air. You know what I'm saying?
There's
never really a day that I'm not happy because I'm alive. So,
that's great.
I mean, I can't really say that I've had a downside.
Okay. Awesome.
That's awesome. Well, then let's talk about upside. So what's the highest point in your journey thus far?
It goes along with, you know, being able to do what I do, but also being able to do what I do with my father. You know, he kind of got me into music as a kid, and it's been kind of humbling to be able to, you know, go on the road every weekend with my dad, who's of course got me started in music.
That's awesome.
But also being able to do what I love for play good music for good people. You know, I always want to, you know, try to stay humble and honest and stay true to who I am within the music. And my dad kind of helps me stay home to that. So
what instrument does your dad play?
His main instrument is a piano, but he plays bass for me in the band.
Okay.
So what happens if your dad screws up on stage? Do you yell at him, or do you just, you talk to him later about
after
that?
After the show, I might say something, or we might crack a joke at him, but we don't harp each other too much for mistakes on the stage. We just act like it's part of the show, keep going. And,
that's right.
You know, like I said, we like to have fun. It's fun in games. Yeah. And, I mean, there's a time to be serious, but it's never a time to be too serious.
Yeah. I mean, it never works out perfectly on stage. There's always little hiccups, and I'm sure you've made a few
mistakes.
Yeah,
you don't want to be the diva or the micromanaging boss about everything.
Or if you mess up and then you get your dad there, I mean, it's going to...
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, if I mess up, then it's wrong.
You're grounded after this, even though you're a grown man. No.
That's funny. Well, tell us a little bit. You've obviously been at it for a while. You did go to college for music and stuff like that, and you've been gaining knowledge along the way. Is there anything at this point, I know you're still fairly early on, is there anything you do differently now, you know, that you've kind of been in it for 4 or 5 years?
I'd have to say no. I wouldn't change a thing about, you know, the journey I've been on,
mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of made me who I am, and it's helped me better myself as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I don't think I'd change anything as far as what I've learned. If I could go back and change it all, knowing what I know now, no, I don't think I would, because it's led me to be who I am now, and led my music to be where it's at, and led me meet the fans I've met. And,
awesome.
It's had a role in my life, and I wouldn't want to change that.
Yep.
And for those, I mean, there are people out there who are listening who have been in your shoes before. You know, tell us about what it was like when you're first starting booking your own gigs, you know, because nobody knows who you are. So you're trying to get your foot in the door places, and then you find some places that start letting you play, and you kind of build from there. How was it in the beginning, and then how is it now?
Oh, man, in the beginning, it was tough, you know, because nobody knows who you are. You're a college kid that, you know, or probably 21-year-old college kid that, you know, wants to play music for this guy's, you know, diner or coffee shop and or bar, and nobody knows who you are, and you're asking for this much amount of money, and they're like, well, nobody knows who you are. Why are we going to pay you that? I mean, it's tough in the beginning, you know. You're going to have a lot of people say you know, but it's you know, you never give, because then eventually you're going to find that one person that says yeah. You know, I got my start at a little coffee house in Lubbock, Texas, named Yellow House Coffee House. You know, I was playing for tips, you know, for college students, and you know, college students whether they got money or not, don't want to spend it. So, it was rough, but I enjoyed doing it. I was just like, man, this is my first gig. I played there almost every weekend or every week. You know, I'd go in there and they'd give me some coffee. I'd play an hour or two, and you know, they'd give me my tips, and I'd leave, and next week I'd be back. But it got me a following with some of the college students, and finally it helped me learn the process of booking other gigs and staying consistent with, you know, calling people and trying to get bigger gigs, and eventually that's what it led to. You know, I got bigger and bigger gigs, and now we, I mean, it led to the point where we got people calling us, which is that's amazing.
Want to be, yeah.
Now, how many shows do you play a month right now, or a year?
Oh, let me do the math on that real quick. let's see. I'd have to say we play on average, like for a weekend, sometimes it's, you know, it can range because it's random. We can have, let's see, anywhere from 2 to 3 gigs in a week to 2 to 3 gigs in a day, and then in multiple days. I mean, it's kind of sporadic. Yeah. We'll have like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or we'll have a Thursday, Friday, and 2 on Saturday, or we'll have a Friday, 2 or 3 on Saturday. It's kind of random. So
yeah,
we have quite a few gigs within the month.
Awesome.
I think last year my fiddle player, she's also a teacher, so she kind of likes doing all the calculating and writing everything down.
Great. Make spreadsheets about it.
I think she said like the last 6 months of last year we played like 50 gigs or something. It was her 50th gig with us.
Oh, wow.
Within a year.
Cool.
So
very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What's your favorite place to play out there, either in Hobbs or close to it?
Let's see, close to Hobbs.
I mean, the festival you talked about is pretty awesome. Yeah,
Ruidoso is a pretty fun one. But I'd have to say there's a place in Odessa, Texas called Rolling Sevens Ranch that's a pretty fun ordeal. There's some great people down there.
Cool. Very cool. Well, now we're getting to the part where you tell us what you're doing today. You got a big year planned ahead, and so what do you have on the books, and what do you have planned for the year?
Let's see, we just released a single December 20th called Legends Never Die, which we're super excited about. We've been kind of holding this song in our pocket for a couple of years, and we finally got it released. And, you know, whether it does great or not, we're just excited it's out there, because it pays homage to and respect to all the greats of country music, you know, from way back when till now, and mainly from the more traditional days. And but it just kind of pays respects to all those greats of country music. And then, of course, we've got another one coming out, hopefully here pretty soon, within this next month. We're hoping to get Borrow a Kiss out to you guys on the radio. And we've been working with that one since February of last year. We wrote it with Brenda Kornblum out of Nashville, Tennessee. And,
great.
We had a fun code writing session with her, but we wrote it about cheesy pickup lines. It's a fantastic song. It's hilarious. it's not as cheesy as it sounds, I promise. But,
that's,
you know,
great.
It's a good song, because I don't know anybody that's never used a pickup line. And we're like, man, that'd be kind of corny but funny if we wrote a song about it. So we're a song called Borrow a Kiss. And then what else? We've got shows coming up here and there. And, we're just always staying busy, always doing something.
Great. That's awesome.
Now, cool. Tell me this. What would you say is the best story you've heard or been a part of since you've been playing country music?
I'd have to go. Okay, so we had a guitar player at one time. I'd say my second year into doing music, or going into, it was close to that time. We had a guitar player. We were playing a gig in Odessa at Dos Amigos, and we were loading stuff in from the back. And of course, it's real hot. It's the summer, and we're starting to load stuff in from the back. And, you know, amps are pretty rampant at that time of year. So. So we start letting stuff in, and we see him. I'm going to leave his name out just in case he hears this. I don't want to yell at him, man. But he'll know if he hears the story. But anyway, we look over and we see him standing over there, like, what's he doing? He's just kind of standing there, kind of looking, got a weird look on his face. And all of a sudden he looks at us and he goes, man, he said, I think an ant just bit me. We're like, bit you? What? Are you all right on the leg or, you know, on the arm? Or he's like, no, where the sun don't shine. Yeah. Oh, gosh. They're like, come on, man, you sure you don't need a medicine or anything? He's like, no, it just burns.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's probably going to be the funniest story that I've got for a while.
Well, let me ask you this. This is the most important question that we ask people on the show, and that is, what is true country to you?
True country to me is staying true to you, especially if you're a songwriter. Even a listener listening to country music, you know, country music is, to me, always been about, you know, something true. You know, it tells a story. There's a meaning behind it. You can relate to it, you know, and that's what I tried to do with my songwriting is, you know, leave a little bit of myself within country music. You know, like my first album is called My Two Cents. That was for a reason. It's because that was kind of my opinion or my two cents on mm-hmm. country music and how I believe it country music is. You know, there's something to be felt there, something to be had there.
Mm-hmm.
And right. That's country music to Justin Kemp. Well, Justin, I appreciate your time, but before we let you go, we're going to put you on the world famous true country shot clock. So you're going to have 30 seconds to answer 6 questions as fast as you can. So are you ready, sir?
I will give it my best.
All right, here we go. What is the nickname for your favorite instrument?
I'm going to go with Marty the Martin because I play a Martin guitar.
What is the instrument?
It's kind of like the Martian.
What is the instrument you wish you could play?
I'd have to go with a violin, so my fiddle player is going to have to help me out with that one.
What is the best concert you ever attended?
I'd have to say it was a George Strait concert. We went to... I think it was El Paso or Las Cruces. He was on his final tour that he did, and Martine McBride was there, and it was an awesome time.
Whose tour bus would you like to hang out on?
Oh, I'm going to go with Luke Combs.
If you could only listen to 3 artists for the rest of your life, who would they be?
Oof, George Strait, Brooks and Dunn, and Aerosmith.
And real quick, what is in Toby Keith's red solo cup?
Ooh, man, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know what's in his cup.
Mystery juice. There you go.
If I had to guess, man, what did I say? Freedom juice.
There you go. Boom. You did it. Just in 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Perfect time.
Awesome. Well, tell us if people want to look you up and find your music and where you're playing, where can they find you? Give us all your website, social media, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to lump it all in together. All our social media you can find on justinkempband.com. So if you just go there, there will be a tab on there that, for social that you can find all our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. And if you're looking for our music, I think we do have music on the website. And we also have places where you can find all our music. We're everywhere. Perfect. Anywhere you can download stream music, you can find us.
Perfect. All right. Well, if y'all enjoyed our interview today with Justin, please continue to rate, follow, review, and like our podcast. And, of course, you can find us at truecountrypodcast.com.
And, Justin, once again, on behalf of myself and my wife, Teresa, thank you very much for your time and joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys very much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. It was an awesome time.
Yes, sir. And I am Justin Mason.
I'm Teresa.
And this is True Country.